The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Do not move God's standard.
Coming up, a call to protect faith, family, and freedom.
We move to the standard. And what God has called us as ministers and preachers, and yes, as homemakers, as grandmothers to do.
And we say that we will not accept what we're being told, that our principles, our foundations, our love for God is politically incorrect.
I want to welcome you to a very special Life Today program. I'm James Robison. We are going to, in a moment, in one of the sweetest expressions of the outpouring of God's love and God's concern through Betty to all of us, I think we're going to witness a broken heart that God has. I think Jesus has for us, for this nation. And we're going to be talking to you about how we individually, this is for you, and it's for everyone you love. Every member of your family, every person that you know that needs a job, every person that's got a job, every person that longs for security and stability and peace, and not only to have the blessings of God, but to be able to bless everybody that cares, this message is for you. I want you to listen closely. Please hear what God is saying as Betty and I share. This is a very special moment.
You know, James, I think we're going to have to get back to the center of our hearts, and that's where God is. And be reminded of what He did for us. He gave His most precious gift, His Son, that we might have eternal life. And I'm at the point in my life, James, we've been blessed so much. We have a beautiful family. We could just stop right now and say, God, you've blessed us enough. But God wants us to be a blessing. And I think it's time that we stand firm on the foundations God gave us. And we say that we will not accept what we're being told, that our principles, our foundations, our love for God is politically incorrect. God, forgive us if we accept that. We must be strong in Him and in His Word and what He has declared in our hearts and through His Word. What He has done for us. How can we forget so easily our lives when we look back on them? God has been there. We must not turn our backs on Him now. We have to stand.
You know, you're going to have a tendency to reduce everything we're saying down to maybe just the fact that we've got an election, say, that we're going to choose, you know, congressmen and senators and various representatives in various areas of the country and a president. And you need to be vitally interested in that. You need to be praying not only for those who are in authority, but those who are running to be in authority. And you need to be asking God to give them wisdom and to find character and conviction that's based on a God-centered, truth-centered, biblically sound foundation, period. But you don't have a relationship with the living God until you receive the life that He offers. And you don't earn it, you receive it. And when you receive it, it has transforming power so that your life is changed and now your life is being live for His purpose. And so when you lose your life in His purpose and you are to pierce the darkness, and He warns us not to hide that light under any kind of covering, religious comfort or your own success and your own personal security, and you're blessed, don't hide it. Get it up on the lampstand. Let it illuminate the way for others. In other words, care beyond your world, which is the strength of Life Outreach. It's the reason Life Today is, is so appreciated by so many praying people and caring people. So when you release it and you let it go and you be a light and you become a city, a gathering, a radiant city, an example for the world, and then tell us, don't let that light expose the error and the danger. Don't let that light expose the damage that's been done. Don't let that light reveal the way we ought to go to walk in it. What kind of nonsense? What kind of worldview is that? Listen to me, all of you who disagree with me. You can disagree. You can live in whatever kind of sinful way you want to. You can live in immorality. You can live in rebellion. You can live in greed. You can live in envy. But don't force that rotten lifestyle on me and tell me that's going to be the American way. Not as long as I'm breathing. Not as long as I've got a chance to stand up and turn the ship of state to safe harbor, away from the catastrophic consequences of rotten decisions. But Betty, I'm telling you, this is the day for Christians to get out from under whatever this covered the light of their witness, and for people who believe in God to take a stand. So don't reduce what's happening this year down to some election, like you're choosing between parties or personalities. We are choosing between a system of belief that is of God, under God, or in opposition to God, that is in harmony with our founders and our foundation, or in direct opposition to it. Now, that's what we're doing. We're not choosing left or right, we're choosing right or wrong. In this second chapter of Jeremiah, where are the gods you made for yourself? Let them arise if they can save you in your time of trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods. Now that really is a choice you're going to make. Are we going to trust the gods that men set up before us? Or are we going to have a government under God that's functioning like this construction work, however slowly it is, at least getting us where we're headed and it's keeping us safe? We need good government, and the only good government is godly government. It's under God. It doesn't mean you're forcing your theological particulars on people. Doesn't mean that for one moment. It means that we believe in God, and we've got a vote, and we've got an opinion, and we've got some principles, and our principles are unshakable, and we're going to stand on them. Because they've been time-tested, they're historically proven, they're irrefutable, they're in line with biblical truth. And it has worked, and we have become the most blessed, benevolent nation in history. And we must not leave that foundation. And we're going to find people who understand it. Now, when I wrote the article a year ago, what, not who, is the most important. What must we do? Because if we know the what, we the people can get any who and any who's to do the right what. And the what is in harmony with the heart of God and the Word of God and our founders' wonderful document, our Constitution, upon which we have stood securely, safely, and prosperously. And it has corrected us in times of our foolishness, including the founders who wrote it. It corrected them. Do not move God's standard to accommodate your failure, my failure. Do not move the truth of God and change it into a lie to accommodate your rebellion. We must not do it nationally. We move to the standard. And what God has called us as ministers and preachers, and yes, as homemakers, as grandmothers to do, is to hold that standard up so high and seek to live by it. And by the way, we're all flawed. One of the greatest things Glenn Beck has shared when he released the book, Being George Washington, Being George Washington. What was it that made George Washington great? This divine providence that gave him incredible safety and security and strength of character to lead to impossible circumstances which we face today. In this election year and in the years to come. And we don't just make a choice at an election. We make a choice as a people and a people of faith and as Christians. We're going with the light. We're going to walk in the light. We're going to come together in the light. We're going to join together with that common ground to address these common concerns. We will not bow down to the gods of this world. I don't care how many there are. And what Beck pointed out in that book is so awesome. He said, Washington was flawed. We're all flawed. But we can all be like Washington. We can be what he was with those strengths that enabled him to be rightly called the father of our nation. There's not a person listening to me that can't help shoulder the load and correct our nation's course by first allowing God to correct our course. Now, that doesn't just mean live right in secret, live right with your family, get the light up on the lampstand, become the city set on a hill. By the grace of God, with a trumpet to my lips, sounding a clear sound, I'm going to try to call the people of God and the people of faith and the people that love their families and love our freedom to come together to literally redeem the time and the day. Father, that's my prayer. I want to be an answer, be a part of the answer to the prayer of Jesus, that we be one with you and perfected in unity. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth in us for your glory and your purpose. And that is my earnest prayer. I want to be an answer to the prayer of Jesus, to help in obedience become one with the Father, seeking to be perfected in unity with others, but praying that that will happen and be a part of that necessary awakening to turn this nation from its perilous course back into the protective covering of God's grace, the shelter and shadow of the Almighty. That is why J. Richards and I joined together. I mean, really, in answer to the prayer of many of the spiritual leaders that you love, that a Protestant evangelical would join with a Catholic to find the common ground to address common concerns. We're not going to solve all of our theological differences. We can declare them, defend them, hopefully demonstrate the transforming power of truth in our lives. But we're going to have to come with diversity that our founders understood, that great moments in history understood, where we came in common agreement with biblical truth, with unshakable principles proven throughout all of history, to establish the foundation upon which we build safely and securely and wisely. When that foundation crumbles, we've got to restore it, repair the wall, stand in the gap. We've got to come together to do it. If we don't, the enemy of truth and life and freedom is going to incite anger and hate that can only be offset by the love of God and the hope that's found in Him and the release of that river of life and love through people who come together under God with one another, indivisible. Listen to a portion of a message that I delivered at Gateway's Under God Conference this year that was televised worldwide, warning of what can happen if we don't become the light piercing the darkness and releasing the love. The stage is set from horrific events if we don't return to God. Listen to that warning. Our hope for the future rests on the shoulders of God's people. Let me try to define very clearly what I know God has revealed. Our future in this nation depends on people coming together like a city that cannot and will not be hidden. By the way, politicians and people who are running for office, they only understand one thing. They understand those who deliver. And those who deliver better understand something. And by deliver, I'm talking about vote. Not be like the ones David Barton referenced last night, the nearly 50% of evangelical Christians who don't vote. And there's a tremendous percentage of Catholics who don't vote. And other people of faith. And let me tell you how you can hide the light under a bushel and think that you're in good grace doing it. You love God. You love your spouse. You love your children. You've got the blessing of God on your house. So you just stay there and take care of business at home while somebody else is giving you the business. And that somebody else that's giving you the business has their fists clenched in the face of God, and they mock God, and they mock faith, and they mock truth, and they bought into the deceiver's lies. And they're headed for destruction. We're not just talking about eternal destruction. We're talking about chaos here on this earth. The stage is set right now for riots in this nation that make what's happened in Greece and Europe pale in comparison to it. Do you know all that's holding back right now, the riots that will come when every element of perceived wealth and success and prosperity will become the target of the fiercest, most vicious assaults, this community being one of the primary areas to attack? Let me tell you, the only thing that's holding it back, some people really are praying what he's praying. Come, 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 come. Some people have a broken heart. All hell's being held back right now. All the fullness of the hellishness of Satan and the hordes and principalities and powers in the realm of darkness and deception are being held back by the dam of God's mercy and the prayers of some people. And all this crowd that's waiting, lurching demonically to attack, they're simply waiting for a voice, someone to call them to action. And it's only because some are praying that that charismatic voice has not called them to action. You say, James, what'll stop that? What'll prevent it? His voice expressed through us. The only hope the people who feel hopeless and in despair and downtrodden and overlooked, the people of love and compassion and truth and God, we're the only hope they've got. Christ in us, the hope of glory. God's glory, God's grace, God's love revealed and released through us as his family. He will pour his blessings out not only upon us, but through us on others. There's so much animosity and hostility being built. It's almost a class warfare against people who are blessed or who've succeeded. They may have problems. They may even have greed in play. But what about envy and covetousness? And what about hatred and bitterness and resentment? All these things are being literally fanned by the fury of Satan to destroy the purpose of God. And God accomplishes his purpose through people yielded to his will. That's what God's called us to do. We can stop the flood of evil and the horrible destruction it produces by releasing the love of God. I want you to look at something that I know many of you watch live today say, James, we'd love to reach out and rescue someone and see it work. Listen to a precious girl's story. And together, you can change the life of and rescue someone just like her. Watch prayerfully.
My name is Anjali Ramya.
I want to start by thanking God because he has saved my life and has now brought me to a place of hope. But just a couple of years ago, I felt like I was just an object of abuse, and it was all my fault. Because everywhere I went, people would abuse me. I love my dad, but ever since I was born, he called me the child I never wanted. He would molest me and even offered me to his friends for sex so he could make money. Then, when I was 10 years old, I was forced to marry a much older man from the neighborhood. On the first night, I decided to run away. I took 60 rupees and found three older ladies who told me they would take me to see my grandmother. They took me to a strange building and told me I had to get dressed up to see my grandma. They put lipstick on me and combed my hair. Then another lady came in to the room and started to inspect me and touch me. She said I was her prized possession. One of the other young girls in the house told me what was happening. She explained that I had been sold to a brothel and the things I would have to do in there. Scream and cry and say I didn't want to do that work, but the lady would beat me with a big stick. I still have the scars on my arm from her beatings. One girl that was in there with me had her throat slit. Another had her breasts cut off. After seeing all that torture, I was terrified I would get murdered too, so I did the work they forced me to do. I prayed that before more girls die in there, we can get them out, so they can have hope and a new life like me.
What an awful story, and yet, to God be the glory. Others find hope like me. That hope came from someone like you. We are, as the family of God and as caring people, we are the hope for women like her, for girls, for children, who, just as she was taken when she was so young, tragedy all the way up to the time that she was actually taken into bondage, sexual bondage. Would you please rescue and give someone hope like she found? Would you go to the phone or go online, lifetoday.org, and would you say, today, I'm going to rescue someone like her? Now, because of the wonderful missionaries that we work with, and by the way, they are the most special people you'll ever meet, but they've made it clear to me, they think those who help them are even more special. So would you be one of those special people who gives hope to someone who's trapped? We're asking you to dial the telephone number or go online, use your bank card like a check, and make the very largest gift you can, knowing this, it's going to be matched. Your gift will be matched because someone who has a burden for this work said, it's so important, I will match what your viewers give. We are asking God to give us the $128 necessary to rescue as many as possible. You make that gift, we rescue two. Some of you might say, you know, I could not give the $128, but I sure would like to rescue someone. $64, it's doubled immediately. I believe there's a level at which everyone can participate. Whatever you do is going to be doubled. And if you would, those of you who can, would you help us build a life center in Nepal where we can get these children and give them hope before they're captured and taken away out of their impoverished situation into total bondage? Would you enable us to do that? We're asking you to make a gift of $1,000 or more, which will be matched, and we'll be able to build the Life Center. Father, I pray everyone watching will right now be moved and moved to do something in Jesus' name. We're going to send to you, and I pray you're going to the phone or headed right now to your laptop or your computer to make the gift. To say thank you, we're going to send you what we believe is a blessing to you, your family, and everyone you love. Indivisible, restoring faith, family, and freedom before it's too late. Here in America, but also all over the world. These truths that we share will give you the common ground to effectively address our very legitimate common concerns. We're also going to send a beautiful necklace made by girls that our mission worker has given a job making beautiful, beautiful beads. And we're going to send these as an expression of thanks from these special girls. It actually gives them a place to work, a new life. And then remember, the Lion and the Lamb bronze for those of you who will help us build that Life Center. Make the $1,000 gift or more if you can. Each gift you make is going to be matched. Thank you for making that call. Thank you so much for helping.
human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now, a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I hope you will get the Lion and the Lamb bronze. We know that day is coming. And I have said many times recently, I just would like to have enough inspirational influence to influence the donkey to lie down with the elephant. We could come and reason together. I know you understand what I'm saying. Well, I want to send you Indivisible. This is the way out of the wilderness, back into the promised land blessings of God and His provision and His watch care. What no Pharaoh, no power of man can do, but the power of God through man can do. We'll send it to those of you who help us, help these desperate women and children. And I'd encourage you to get your pastors, your business leaders, their employees, everybody you know, all your neighbors, to get a copy of Indivisible. And let's become that city set on a hill that cannot and will not be hidden. Thanks for watching Life Today. Thanks so much for your help.
Lisa Osteen Comas, the sister of Pastor Joel Osteen, shares the story of surviving a mail bomb explosion. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.